You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Ashes on In Play Radio.
Here we are back at Headingley, looking ahead to the second test of the Ashes, joined once again by former England batsman, now Yorkshire coach, Anthony McGrath. Before we get stuck into the second test, though, let's take a quick look back at the first test. England needed only 4 days to win it. They won by 169 runs, and very impressive, really, England.
Very impressive. Who'd have thought it only a few months ago? I thought England was superb in every facet of the game, really. Right from ball one, when it looked like the pitch were going to be unpredictable, when Joe Root came in, he was absolutely phenomenal. And they really didn't give Australia a sniff, and I think that really sets it up for the rest of the series.
Yeah, especially when you mentioned 3 months ago, so England were going to get battered all summer, weren't they? So it's quite a turnaround, and the confidence now in the England camp must be sky high.
It is, and really questions are now being asked of the Australian camp, you know, a few older bodies. I think you have to look to Ryan Harris. His injury before the series were a huge blow for them, especially in English conditions. He's a really linchpin of their attack, so that didn't help. But I think England, just really the psychological blows that Australia struck to England in the last Ashes, England have done exactly the same, and I think that really bodes well for the rest of the series for England.
It's quite fitting that we're at Headingley as well, given the star roles of some of the Yorkshire players, Joe Root in particular. Have you spoken to any of them since?
Yeah, message of congratulations after his 100, but to all the boys after the one, I think rightly deserved celebrations, but not too much, obviously, because of back-to-back tests. But Joe Root in particular, he just carried on. I think there were a lot of pressure coming on him. He had to start the series well. Could he keep up his good form? And he answered all them questions, not just the runs he got, but the way he played. Gary Balance as well, with his 60, he answered a few questions. And Adam Live, I thought, played really well in that second inning. So, you know, really nice from the Yorkshire point of view. But all round, you looked at the whole team, from 1 to 11, and I think everyone you know, played their part in the victory.
Let's focus on Joe Root then. He got man of the match. He was top run scorer, a couple of wickets, even captained the side for a spell while Cook went off with a difficult injury. Made the winning catch as well. Joe Root must be on top of the world right now.
Yeah, I mean, everything he touches at the moment is literally turning to gold. I think not just the impact he's having on the side, but the way he's playing. He's always got a smile on his face, very popular in the dressing room, and he's just in that period at the moment of his career where he's batting superbly well, so that just really bodes well for England.
Yeah, really positive first test for England. The series betting has changed now. England favourites for the Ashes. Do you think they'll win it?
I do now, actually, yeah. I mean, I did say I thought Australia closely the last time we did this, but Not just because England have won, but the manner of the victory for me. In 4 days against Australia, Australia injuries to Ryan Harris. We're not sure about Mitchell Starc. Brad Haddon didn't look as safe as he was behind the stumps. And the batting as well, England tended to bowl fuller, and I think that really surprised the Australians. So for me, I think England can go on and win this series now.
Moving on to the second test then, before we get stuck into the betting for that, just a quick overview. England name an unchanged side. Australia may make changes. Shane Watson's position's under threat. Brad Haddon, another one that's a doubt for the second test. And Mitchell Starc's suffering with a bit of an injury. At Lord's as well, the difference from Cardiff. What would be your overview for the second test?
I think England, you know, after that first test in particular, their side, as you said, named itself. Australia now, questions are all over, not just the bowling, but batting and keeping, as you've mentioned. I think Mitchell Starc will probably make it. If not, Siddle will come in. Cummins, who's hardly played a first-class game in the last couple of years. Questions over Shane Watson. Will Mitchell Marsh come in? And then the other option with a keeper is Neville instead of Haddon. So big calls for Australia, and that can't be good for their camp going into the test. I think England will want a similar kind of pitch. I think there's a bit more weather about, but the one thing for me what shone out in the first test was the length England bowl compared to Australia. I think that'll be again the key at Lord's. If England stick to that same discipline, you know, I think that'll be a real key to this week's play.
Let's look at some of the individual player markets, and we'll start with the top England batsmen. No surprise to see Joe Root at the head of the betting, the star man for England in the first test. Alistair Cook up there as well. Ian Bell and Adam Lythe next in the betting. Gary Balance up there as well, and it's double figures really for the rest. Who stands out for England with the bat in the second test?
Well, I tipped up Joe Root for the series and first test, so that's no real surprise. I'm going to go away from Joe Root for this test. Two players I like in this market. I think it will swing about, and especially early on at Lords, for the top three, I think it's going to be difficult. So I'm looking at in around the middle order. The man who looked to found his touch again was Ian Bell. We know he's not scored heavily over the last few tests, but that 60-odd he got at Cardiff, he looked back to his best. He likes Lords, and I'm going to go with Ian Bell. Slightly ahead of Ben Stokes, who again had a really good test with a bat. He bats at number six. I think it'll be a nice place to bat at Lords. So between them two, Joe Root, as I said, is the obvious candidate, but for me, Ian Bell.
Top Australia batsman then, Stephen Smith at the top of the betting, the world number one batsman, struggled a little bit in the first test. He says he's going to continue to attack Mo and Ali, only had the one appearance at Lords as well, and he didn't do too well. With him at the top of the betting, do you see him as rightful favourite here?
Yeah, I did worry, if that's the right word, about Steve Smith. I know he's been in really, really good form over the last 12 to 18 months. I think number three can be slightly high for him, especially in England, the way he moves about the crease and the swinging ball with Broad and Anderson. So I'm going to go away from Steve Smith. The similar argument to the England top three, I think it's going to come from one of the middle order. We're not sure Shane Watson's going to play, so Mitchell Marsh could be coming in for his Ashes debut. Bit too much for him. So between Voges and Clark, and I think I've got to go with a tried and tested Michael Clark. I think the Australian captain will stand up. He normally does under pressure, so Michael Clark.
Moving on to ball in hand then, we'll start with the top England bowler, Jimmy Anderson at the top of the betting, as he usually is. Stuart Broad got himself three wickets in the first test. He had a good time of it in Cardiff. Mark Wood, Adil Rashid, Stephen Finn, Ben Stokes all in there as well, and Moeen Ali, who got three wickets as well. Who stands out for you, ball in hand for England?
I think this was the biggest plus for England in the last test, just the way England bowled as a unit. I think that's been one of the negatives over the last year or so. Only Jimmy Anderson's been the real consistent, but we saw Broad back to his best, Wood look really good, Stokes backed up with discipline, and Ali played the holding role. I think in the first innings, with the forecast and the way Lords normally plays, it'll swing around and nip about. I'm going to go the man who's in form at the moment, Stuart Broad, just ahead of Jimmy Anderson. They both like bowling at Lords, but if Broad continues to bowl that fuller length, he's got trouble for the Australian batsman. So Stuart Broad for me, top wicket taker.
Top Australia bowler then, Mitchell Starc heading the market. A few fitness questions about him. He's got an ankle injury, so it remains to be seen whether we'll see him in the second test. Mitchell Johnson next in. Josh Hazlewood, Pat Cummins, Nathan Lyon all in single figures as well. Peter Siddle, another one that's bang up there in the betting. Australia need somebody to step up really, don't they, in the second test?
Yeah, I think we saw the surface England prepared really negated Mitchell Johnson's strength, which was pace. I think Australia over-attacked too much in that first test. Given the fitness problems to Mitchell Starc, I'm going to stay away from him. He's the obvious choice. But the man I thought Australia could take at least a little bit of positive was Josh Hazlewood. Showed real promise for a young bowler. Tall bowler, swings the ball, should like the conditions at Lords. It's a big ask for a younger man, but I think Hazlewood will be the one that England find most trouble. So, Josh Hazlewood.
We'll finish with the match result then in the second test. England ahead in the series, but second favourites for the second test. Australia favourites to bounce back, if you like. Do you think they will?
No, I'm going to stick with England. I just think the manner of the victory, the game plan England had, I think we'll see much more of the same. I know there's a bit of weather about. Australia's record in the past is pretty good at Lords, but I just think England's bowling holes are key. Question marks around the Australians, and I think England really need to kick on with this momentum. So I don't think there'll be a draw unless the weather intervenes. So with everything else being equal, for me, it's an England victory.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.